All right, the next item on the agenda is 2017-2018 number 161, policy changes pertaining to state income taxes.
Good morning, Madam Chair. My name is Mark Ruskin, appearing on behalf of the two named proponents, both of whom, Mr. Patterson and Mr. Leverage, are in attendance and who have executed their affidavits for this purpose.
And you want to tell us what you believe the single subject of your measure to be?
Yes, this single subject is reallocating the property tax, reallocating the income tax burden in Colorado.
And these ran last year, didn't they?
These actually are measures akin to and reflective of the substance that you reviewed in initiatives number 133 through 144 of this year.
Oh, of this year. Okay.
For which you set single subjects and titles.
It's all blurring together.
Imagine that.
Okay. All right. Any questions on single subject?
I don't have any.
You make a motion?
Yeah. Move that we find that proposed initiative 2017-18 number 161 consists of a single subject and that we have jurisdiction to set a title.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
And so to title then, Mr. Gruskin, you've had a chance to look at the staff
I have. Thank
before
you.
Before we go to title, do we need to do the motion about amending the Constitution?
Do you have any comment on whether this is an addition or Constitution, 55%?
Thank you. This is a measure that only strikes language from the Constitution. And therefore, does not require a 55% vote.
Okay. Any questions on that? No? All right. You want to make a motion?
Yeah. I move that we find that proposed initiative 2017-18, number 161, only repeals in whole or in part a portion of the Constitution and thus only requires a 50% vote.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. And that takes us to title. Do you have any comments on the title?
Madam Chair, we have reviewed the staff draft. We know that Ms. Mullis has provided you with an estimate for the tax increase involved with initiative number 161, indicating, well, actually her written analysis applies to the other four of the other measures that are proposed, but we know that there is a correlation for this particular tax increase, and therefore the ones that are proposed for initiatives 157 and 165, both of which have the same level of tax increase, would apply here, but we would suggest that there are a couple of changes that will assist the board and the voters, and we'd like to provide you with a copy of those at this time.
Great. I'll just bring them up.
Is there one of the prior measures, 133 to 44, that is most similar to 161?
I think I'm afflicted in the same manner as the chair, in that to some extent they are blurred because there were 12 of them. But there were measures that raised taxes at the $300,000 level. The difference, Mr. Roper, is that the tax rates that were in those earlier measures all generated a level of revenue in excess of the amount of revenue that would be required to pay for the tax credit that's provided here. So we've taken that tax rate down. In addition, While certain of those measures provided for a limit on the amount of administrative expense that could be incurred, it was at the 5% level because it was unclear at the point at which it was drafted exactly what that expense would be. And honestly, with the insight that's been provided to us by legislative counsel, we now know that that was a number far in excess of what, in fact, is required for administrative expense. So these measures have been drafted so that the tax rate generates the amount of revenue that's actually needed rather than the just an amount of revenue that would be generated by a more arbitrary tax rate, and that the state have a cap on administrative expenses that is more reflective of what would actually be required. And I will tell you that in reviewing the staff drafts, I believe that the staff drew heavily from the titles that were already approved by the board. So while I can't give you the exact corollary measure, I can tell you that this is language in large part that the board has already approved.
Thank you.
All right. Any comments on the handout?
I think the changes apply. When I read the staff drafts for this one, and I know that they're based on what you had said earlier, they're written so that the subject is increasing the tax rate and an expanded state earned income tax credit. Usually when we're drafting titles, we try not to, even though I don't have any problem that the measure is a single subject, we try to draft the title so it doesn't read like it's two subjects. And so I think when we say concerning an increased state income tax and an expanded state earned income tax, even though they're related, it makes it sound like it's two things. So I was going to propose that maybe we can rewrite it to make it sound more like it truly is one, to say concerning the increased state income tax rate for non-corporate taxpayers on income over $300,000, that is offset by an expanded state earned income tax credit.
Mr. Bruce, can you have any comment on that?
So your language, as I understand it, would basically move the offset language that is lower on line 5 and make it clear. And actually, the board did start, I think that was, I don't think you had to sit through 133 to 144.
I did not have that pleasure.
But the board did struggle with exactly the point that you're raising, that yes, there is an increase in taxes, but there's not actually a corollary increase in revenue. So it is offset. Yes, I think that works and saves a few words at the tail end of that description.
And as you were saying, with these rewritten, they really are, since it's not a partial offset, it really is a more direct.
Right. We wouldn't object to that language at all.
Yeah, I'm not big on rewriting and rehashing it at the rehearing, but I don't really have that much of a preference. What do you want to do, Glenn?
I'm okay with that change.
All right, then do we want to accept the changes?
Sure.
See if you want to accept it and I'll read it and then we can. So So right now, its state taxes shall be increased $1,330,200,000 annually by an amendment to the Colorado Constitution and a change to the Colorado Revised Statutes concerning an increased state income tax rate for non-corporate taxpayers on income over $300,000 that is offset by an expanded state earned income tax credit for individual taxpayers with incomes up to $70,000, and in connection therewith, repealing the constitutional requirement that all income tax be taxed at one rate, increasing the state income tax rate from 4.63% to 8.63% on taxable income greater than $300,000, annually adjusted for inflation for individuals, estates, and trusts, allowing most individual taxpayers with income up to $70,000 annually adjusted for inflation to claim a tax credit of up to $2,000, allowing the tax credit to qualifying caregivers and students, limiting the state to 2% of the revenue from the tax increase to pay for related administrative expenses, and allowing the state to retain and spend all money from the tax increase as a voter approved revenue change.
I move that we set the title for Initiative 2017-18, number 161, as it appears on the screen and was read into the record.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Right. That takes us to 162. Mr. Gruskin.
Madam Chair, Mark Gruskin on behalf of the proponents, Mr. Leverage, and Mr. Patterson, both of whom are in attendance today and who have executed their affidavits.
Questions on single subject?
Make a motion. Yeah. I move that we find that proposed initiative 2017-18, number 162, consists of a single subject and we have jurisdiction to set a title.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. So to the title. Oh.
Well, I'd also move that we find that the same initiative only removes language from the Constitution and thus does not require the 55% vote.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Madam Chair, if I could, I would incorporate my comments from the previous measure and note that this Initiative 162 is different from 161 in the respect that it has a different tax rate and therefore a different revenue increase and also a different threshold for the imposition of the new tax rate. The new tax rate, instead of 8.63%, is 9.75%. The threshold is $500,000 rather than $300,000. And according to Ms. Mullis's summary, the revenue raised by this tax rate at this threshold is $1,322,500,000. In all other respects, the title set for Initiative 161 would apply here.
Does 162 contain the language regarding administrative expenses?
Yes, it does.
So on the board now is the language that the board adopted for 161, adjusted, assuming I have done it correctly, for the rates and percentages and amounts generated by 162.
All right, any other comments on the title?
Not for me.
State taxes shall be increased $1,322,500,000 annually by an amendment to the Colorado Constitution and a change to the Colorado Revised Statutes concerning an increased state income tax rate for non-corporate taxpayers on income over $500,000 that is offset by an expanded state earned income tax credit for individual taxpayers with incomes up to $70,000, and in connection therewith repealing the constitutional requirement that all income be taxed at one rate, increasing the state income tax rate from 4.63% to 9.75% on taxable income greater than $500,000 annually adjusted for inflation for individuals, estates, and trusts, allowing most individual taxpayers with incomes up to $70,000 annually adjusted for inflation to claim a tax credit of up to $2,000, allowing the tax credit to qualifying caregivers and students, limiting the state to 2% of the revenue from the tax increase to pay for related administrative expenses, and allowing the state to retain and spend all money from the tax increase as a voter-approved revenue change.
I move that we set the title for proposed initiative 2017-18 number 162 as it appears on the screen and was read into the record.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All right, that takes us to proposed initiative 2017-2018 number 157.
Thank you, Madam Chair. My name is Mark Gruskin. I am appearing on behalf of the proponents of this measure, Mr. Patterson and Mr. Leverage, both of whom are in attendance today and who have executed their affidavits for purposes of acting as a designated representative.
All right, any questions on a single subject? No. You make a motion.
I move that we find that proposed initiative 2017-18 number 157 consists of a single subject and that we have jurisdiction to set a title.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
And do you have a comment on repeal or addition?
This is a measure that only repeals language from the Constitution, does not require 55% of the electorate to approve it.
And I move that we find that proposed initiative 2017-18 number 157 only repeals in part a provision of the Constitution and thus only does not require the 55% vote.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Madam Chair, if it's useful for the board, I have some proposed language for the ballot title for initiative number 157. I would like to distribute it this time. Obviously, this proposal was arrived at before the board made the changes on the offset issue. To the last measure, and to the extent that it would be helpful, we would have no objection to incorporating that change to this title. I would just note that this measure is one that has a slightly different debrucing language. And at the bottom of the ballot title, you'll see that basically the language is that the remaining funds or remaining money from the tax increase, if there is any, is debruced because that's what the measure says. We think that the language that describes revenue loss, the net amount of revenue loss and revenue expenditures resulting from the expanded state earned income tax credit is confusing even to those with an advanced degree in economics. I don't have an advanced degree in economics, but it's confusing to me nonetheless. We think that it can be more easily stated. And we would also note that the 2% limitation is included here as a qualifier, as it is in the measure, to the requirement that the funds from the tax increase be used for the tax credit. And with the exception of the reference that you've included about with incomes up to $70,000 in the initial single subject statement, we have no other recommendations about this ballot title.
Any questions on the handout? I don't have any issues with the changes.
I don't think so. I would probably take out the word exists from the proposed language.
We would agree. That's a good change.
This is just a question on the measure. If there is remaining money from the tax increase, can it be used for something other than the tax credit, or does it carry over for the tax credit?
This measure requires that the funds raised be used for the tax credit, so presumably the legislature would expand the availability right. or the amount of the tax credit.
Okay.
Any other comments on the title?
No.
Collapse it, Stephen, I'll read it. So state taxes shall be increased $1,330,200,000 annually by an amendment to the Colorado Constitution and a change to the Colorado Revised Statutes concerning an increased state income tax rate for non-corporate taxpayers on income over $300,000 that is offset by an expanded state earned income tax credit for individual taxpayers with incomes up to $70,000 and in connection therewith repealing the constitutional requirement that all income be taxed at one rate, increasing the state income tax rate from 4.63% to 8.63% on taxable income greater than $300,000, annually adjusted for inflation for individuals, estates, and trusts, requiring that the money from the tax increase to be used for the expanded state income earned tax credit with no more than 2% to be used by the state for administrative expenses, allowing most individual taxpayers with income up to $70,000 annually adjusted for inflation to claim a tax credit of up to $2,000, allowing the tax credit to qualifying caregivers and students, and allowing the state to retain and spend remaining money from the tax increase, if any, as a voter-approved revenue change.
Just want to make sure I'm looking at the right one. I'm drawing blanks on the percent. I may be looking at the original instead of the final. Sorry, just give me 1 second.
Here's the final on 15.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. So I move that we set a title for proposed initiative 2017-18, number 157, as it appears on the screen and was read into the record.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, that takes us to 2017-2018, number 159.
Madam Chair, Mark Ruskin, on behalf of the proponents, Mr. Leverage and Mr. Patterson, both of whom are in the audience and who have executed their affidavits.
All right, any questions on single subject?
No.
No.
Make a motion.
I would just note for the record that this measure is a corollary measure to the one that you just set a title for, except that the tax rate, the threshold, and the amount of revenue raised is different.
I move that we find that proposed initiative 2017-18, number 159, consists of a single subject and that we have jurisdiction to set a title.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any comment on the 50%, 55%, Mr. Griskin?
Yes, Madam Chair. This is a measure that only strikes language from the Constitution and therefore does not require a 55% vote by the electorate.
And I'll move that we find that proposed initiative 2017-18, number 159, the only change it makes to the Constitution is repealing language, and therefore the 55% vote requirement does not apply.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, that takes us to the language of the title.
Madam Chair, we think with the changes to the three figures that I mentioned previously, the title that was set for initiative number 157 would be an accurate and appropriate title to set.
All right, so it reads, state taxes shall be increased $1,322,500,000 annually by an amendment to the Colorado Constitution and a change to the Colorado Revised Statutes concerning an increased state income tax rate for non-corporate taxpayers on income over $500,000 that is offset by an expanded state earned income tax credit for individual taxpayers with incomes up to $70,000 and in connection therewith, repealing the constitutional requirement that all income tax be taxed at one rate, increasing the state income tax rate from 4.63% to 9.75% on taxable income greater than $500,000 annually adjusted for inflation for individuals, estates, and trusts, requiring the money from the tax increase to be used for the expanded state earned income tax credit with no more than 2% to be used by the state for administrative expenses, allowing most individual taxpayers with income up to $70,000 annually adjusted for inflation to claim a tax credit of up to $2,000, allowing the tax credit to qualifying caregivers and students, and allowing the state to retain and spend remaining money from the tax increase, if any, as a voter-approved revenue change.
I move that we set a title for initiative 2017-18 number 159 as it appears on the screen and was read into the record.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
That takes us to 2017-2018, number 165.
Madam Chair, Mark Ruskin on behalf of the proponents, Mr. Patterson and Mr. Leverage, both of whom are here and have executed their affidavits. This measure is a corollary to the ones you have just considered. And basically, it requires funding of the earned income tax credit with the funds raised through the increased tax rate and exempts all the revenue from the operations of TABOR and other limitations for related to spending and revenue.
Any questions on single subject? No. You want to make a motion?
I move that we find that proposed initiative 2017-18 number 165 consists of a single subject and that we have jurisdiction to set a title.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Comment on the 50-55%?
This measure only strikes language from the Constitution and therefore is required only to get a 50% plus one vote of the electorate.
I move that we find that proposed initiative 2017-18 number 165, the only change it makes to the Constitution is repealing language and the 55% vote requirement does not apply.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Madam Chair, I have proposed changes to number 165, and I want to apologize to Ms. Mullis because I see that revenue estimates for number 161 and 162, in fact, were at the very top of her memo and were not omitted, and I apologize for my oversight there. So if I could give the board some suggested language changes for number 165. The language that's being handed out to you at this time does not include the suggestion that's been adopted by the board in the preceding four measures regarding the offset language, to which we have absolutely no objection. The only two changes would be changes that you have already incorporated in at least two other measures, specifying the income level of taxpayers who qualify for the credit and specifying the 2% cap on administrative expenses.
Any other comments on the language?
No comments.
I don't have any other than the changes Stephen's making.
So this is state taxes shall be increased $1,330,200,000 annually by an amendment to the Colorado Constitution and a change to the Colorado Revised Statutes concerning an increased state income tax rate for non-corporate taxpayers on income over $300,000 that is offset by an expanded state earned income tax credit for individual taxpayers with incomes up to $70,000 and in connection therewith repealing the constitutional requirement that all income be taxed at one rate, increasing the state income tax rate from 4.63% to 8.63% on taxable income greater than $300,000 annually adjusted for inflation for individuals, estates, and trusts, requiring the money from the tax increase to be used for the expanded state earned income tax credit with no more than 2% to be used by the state for administrative expenses, allowing most individual taxpayers with incomes up to $70,000 annually adjusted for inflation to claim a tax credit of up to $2,000, allowing the tax credit to qualifying caregivers and students, and allowing the state to retain and spend all money from the tax increase as a voter-approved revenue change.
I move that we set the title for proposed initiative 2017-18, number 165, as it appears on the screen and was just read into the record.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
That takes us to 2017-2018, number 166. Mr. Gruskin.
Madam Chair, my name is Mark Gruskin. I am here on behalf of representing the proponents, Kevin Patterson and Eric Leverage, both of whom are in attendance at this title board meeting and who have executed their affidavits. Just noting for the record that this initiative is akin to the five measures that you have already considered, most closely related to the one you just, for which you just set a ballot title, and also related to the initiatives 133 through 144, titles for which were set last month.
I move that we find that proposed initiative 2017-18, number 166, consists of a single subject and that we have jurisdiction to set a title.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
50, 55?
50.
Okay.
For the reasons stated.
And I move for those reasons that we find that proposed initiative 2017-18, number 166, only changes the Constitution by repealing language, and thus the 55% vote requirement does not apply.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 All right.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
Initiative number 166 is initiative 165, with the exception of the 9.75% tax rate, the income threshold of $500,000, and the revenue estimate for the resulting tax increase of $1,330,500,000, as reflected by Mr. Ward, who's ahead of me. Those exceptions, Madam Chair, the title set for initiative number 165, if it's the board's pleasure, would suffice in for initiative 166.
Mm-hmm. Right, so it is state taxes shall be increased $1,322,500,000 annually by an amendment to the Colorado Constitution and a change to the Colorado Revised Statutes concerning an increased state income tax rate for non-corporate taxpayers on income over $500,000 that is offset by an expanded state earned income tax credit for individual taxpayers with incomes up to $70,000 and in connection therewith repealing the constitutional requirement that all income be taxed at one rate, increasing the state income tax rate from 4.63% to 9.75% on taxable income greater than $500,000, annually adjusted for inflation for individuals, estates, and trusts, requiring the money from the tax increase to be used for the expanded state earned income tax credit with no more than 2% to be used by the state for administrative expenses, allowing most individual taxpayers with incomes up to $70,000 annually adjusted for inflation to claim a tax credit of up to $2,000, allowing the tax credit to qualifying caregivers and students, and allowing the state to retain and spend all money from the tax increase as a voter-approved revenue change.
I move that we set the title for proposed initiative 2017-18, number 166, as it appears on the screen and was read into the record.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you, members, for your forbearance and also your patience with my tardiness earlier.
Thank you, Mr. Griskin. That concludes our agenda. The time is 11:10, and we are adjourned.